Let us pray. Dear Father, we need your peace. We need your comfort. We need that place, O God, that safe haven in you, wherein we can decompress. Lord, we need that secret place. Because things are out of control, they are chaotic. Anxiety and stress are at an all-time high. So much confusion and turmoil and disagreement and disgust and disrespect are ravaging, O God, through the land and the country to other parts of this world. There are, just as you said, God, wars and rumors of wars. Mother against father, father against son, children against parents, relatives against relatives. There's so much happening, O God, and we depend on you for normalcy. We depend on you, O God, for safety. We depend on you for protection. And all of the things, O God, that you do consistently so that we can function in this world. And God, though we need those things again, we will not fail to tell you thank you for what you've done. Everything that you've done, O God, deserves our thanks, our appreciation, and even praise. And we are pleased to give it to you. And, oh God, I thank you for this person that I'm privileged to pray with and for. I know that you love them. I know that you have a purpose and plan for them. I know that you're working things out for them. But maybe because of all they're going through, these things are not on the forefront of their minds. Maybe they have been beat up by life so much so until they're only thinking of the thing where the difficulties are. I just pray, Father, that you would be with them and that you would navigate them out of these uncomfortable circumstances that they're dealing with. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, for healing for this person. I pray, God, that you would deliver them from unknown illnesses that may be trying to invade their bodies, O God, and I pray that you would heal them from known illnesses. I pray, O God, that this person's body would function according to how you have created it, and may all of the systems function properly and do what they're supposed to do in the name of Jesus. O God, we have an ancient foe that works above our heads, but he's beneath you. And we pray right now, Father, that you would shut down all demonic activity from around this person and their families. In the name of Jesus, I pray ultimately that this person would give their lives to you, O God, if they have not come to know you in the free pardon of sin. And I pray, Father, that if they are believers already, that they would be encouraged to keep pressing on. Thank you, O God, for having brought us to this day. We're looking to you to take us farther. I ask, Father, that you would bless. And I'm comforted to know, Father, that whatever I fail to say, that your Holy Spirit is making up the difference. We're appreciative of it. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. And hope that this day will be a wonderful day for you. And whatever time this moment catches up to you, I pray that you have the peace in knowing that God knows how you feel, where you are, and what you want him to do. He knows. And your task is to trust him. And if you have not met him in the free pardon of sin, you have to acknowledge that you need and believe that he can't save because he's the Son of God and that he died and rose again after 3 days. And if you can confess that because you believe it, the Bible says you shall be saved. I would love to hear from you or to hear of you. And before we allow for this meditative moment to fade into oblivion or into inactive use, would you be so kind to think of someone who may need it and send it to them, be a blessing to them? I'd appreciate it. I know the Lord would too. And after having heard it, this may reach them and minister to them in some way, and they will appreciate it. Until next time, this is Pastor C. Remont Morris of the Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. I love you. Take care, and bye-bye.